in this bulletin. Debate continues on the contentious religious discrimination bill. Federal MPs stress practical steps need to be taken to change the culture towards women in Parliament House. And in sport, the French reporter who interviewed Peng Shuai raises concerns about the tennis player. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Coalition MPs remain confident of passing long-awaited religious discrimination laws, despite opposition from within the government. The Coalition Party Room agreed to amendments to the bill on Monday, which would include a clause in the Sex Discrimination Act banning religious schools from expelling students based on their sexuality. However, that protection isn't extended to transgender students. Multiple moderate MPs within the coalition have expressed concern about the amendments, including Tasmanian MP Bridget Archer, who said she would cross the floor on the issue. Finance Minister Simon Birmingham says there are a range of views in the Liberal and National parties.
This bill has been through a lot of consultation to get to where it is. There are still challenging issues, which are why these discussions are taking place, but that's precisely what the Parliament is for. I mean, the fact is, the Liberal and National parties have individuals who come to this place with strong views, and we have structures that allow for a degree of dissent.
Coalition MP Angie Bell, who previously indicated concerns with the bill, says she will now support it. Federal MPs have stressed practical steps need to be taken to change the culture towards women in Parliament House. It comes as former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins and child sexual abuse survivor Grace Tame will make an address at the National Press Club, 24 hours after the apology to women harassed and assaulted in Parliament was made. The statement of acknowledgement was the first of 28 recommendations called for by Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins. Independent MP Helen Haynes says the apology in Parliament yesterday was just the first step.
28 recommendations of the Jenkins Review. I want to make sure that all 28 recommendations are implemented. That's the bit that matters. That's the rubber that hits the road. That's what women, that's what people who've been bullied or harassed or sexually abused in this place need to see. We need to see change.
At least 65 additional Australians have died with COVID-19. Queensland's reporting its deadliest day of the pandemic, with 24 more people with the virus passing away in the state, 16 of whom were aged care residents. 21 further Victorians have died with COVID-19, with another 20 deaths in New South Wales. Overseas, and French President Emmanuel Macron says he believes steps can be taken to de-escalate the crisis with Russia and Ukraine, calling on all sides to stay calm. Mr. Macron is the first leader of a major Western power to meet with Vladimir Putin since Russia massed troops near the borders with Ukraine. Mr. Putin promised him that Russia would not stage military manoeuvres near Ukraine for the time being. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration is still hoping for a diplomatic approach to try to reinvigorate stalled peace talks between Russia and Ukraine.
We're encouraged by any efforts at diplomacy. We still don't have any prediction of what President Putin will do. We can't control what Russia will do next. What we can do, and what I think President Macron played a role in doing yesterday, is making clear with our allies and partners that there will be massive consequences should Putin choose to further invade Ukraine. But in terms of an assessment, we don't have any new information or new prediction about where President Putin's headed.
To sport, and the reporter who conducted the first face-to-face interview in months with Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai by Western media says he's unsure if she's free to say and do what she wants. Peng's allegations on social media last November of forced sex with a former top-ranked Communist Party official and subsequent disappearance from view triggered a global outpouring of fear for her safety. But in a recent interview with French newspaper L'Equipe, the 36-year-old denied ever accusing anyone of sexual assault. Journalist Marc Ventouillac says the restrictive interview did not give proof that there's no problem with Peng, describing it as part of communication propaganda from the Chinese Olympic Committee. And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth with a top of 30 degrees, cloud clearing in Adelaide and 25, a possible shower in Melbourne and 29, A shower or two developing in Hobart and 28 degrees. Mostly sunny in Canberra, also 28. Sunny in Wollongong and 29. Also sunny in Sydney and 31. Similar conditions in Newcastle and 30. Sunny as well in Brisbane and 31. Partly cloudy in Cairns and 31 as well. And a shower or two and a possible storm in Darwin, 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.